What's senior week like for you? You've been through a few of them over your career.
Well, they're fun. It's exciting. It's a culmination of these guys' careers. I don't want to say coming to an end because we still have games left, but I think it will be special knowing that this will be the last time that those guys play in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and we're excited for them because that's a pretty special day for them and a feeling in that stadium.
We've seen your name linked, or some people toss out your name for coaching searches. Any comment you have on that?
Well, there's always so many rumors about that stuff. Right now I'm focused on BYU and what we got to get done here, and at this time of year there's always those rumors. Well, we understand the timing. It's not necessarily ideal, but there's always going to be rumors surrounding that stuff, and it's always going to happen at the end of the year. That's just part of the timing of those things.
Are you happy here? Are you interested?
Absolutely love it here. And Kalani's phenomenal to work for. The program's super special. Love the administration. BYU is a phenomenal place.
The sports staff, they've been monitoring maybe the potential portal prospects. And I bring that up just because signing day's next week, the portal. How, like, ready are you guys for that when the time comes to kind of hit the ground running?
Well, in these programs now, most programs have a big-time recruiting staff, and those guys are always monitoring rumors or those who are already in the portal from last time. Those who were hearing rumblings might be going in. We're always monitoring that stuff. There's nothing we can do to contact those players till they're in. So right now it's just rumors. On that stuff.
I wanted to ask you, too, on Senior Day, some of the guys that have already graduated, but they weren't listed on Senior Day, like a Micah Harper, have they already made clear to you they're coming back for next year, or is that still kind of to be determined on guys like that?
Well, some of it's to be determined. I think it's all an individual case basis. Some guys will be done and some guys won't. That's not my place to necessarily say who's who. It will be made much clearer here in the next couple weeks for sure.
With Houston changing their offensive coordinator today, how does that affect your preparation at all?
Well, kind of a weird deal. I don't think you can change that drastically in 1 week. They'll probably have a wrinkle or two new that maybe this guy did in his last jobs. But I just don't think you can wholesale change in a week, especially at the end of the season like this. I do think there will be a wrinkle or two that we got to be ready for. Our defense is such that we're sound no matter what they do, as long as we just react and play the defense the right way.
What are some of the characteristics of their quarterback, Z and Chris? They switched him mid-season. What does he do well, you think?
Well, when he sets his feet in the pocket, he's an accurate thrower. He's very athletic. He can hurt you with his legs and his arm. They've got dynamic guys around him, so when he distributes the ball well, they move it. They've struggled a little bit in the red zone and scoring points, but they've moved the ball well. And one of those games, obviously, K-State, they won, and they looked really good against a really good defense. So we got our work cut out for us. It's like I say, he poses problems throwing and running. But that's – I mean, I'll say that. We've faced quarterbacks like that all year this year in the Big 12.
Are you getting Crew Wakely back this week?
Yes, he'll be back for sure.
Any update on Harrison Taggart? We saw him go out.
I do not think we'll have him. He's doubtful right now. He's still in concussion protocol, and we'll see how he continues to progress throughout the week.
What about guys like Ace Kafusi and Sarah? I know he played four games. Is the thought maybe redshirt them right now?
Yeah, we redshirt him. Once we get to postseason, those guys can be back in the fold. Ideally, redshirt those guys. They're going to be great players moving forward for us. We didn't want to burn a year on just a couple plays here and there.
What were your impressions? I know we talked about it last week with Miles Hall. I think he had a sack, but negated with the penalty.
Yeah. Well, he's very athletic. He's these reps are super valuable for him. I think his future is super bright. That young linebacking crew now is going to be special in the years to come. I think Coach Anna and Coach Kaha have done such a phenomenal job of developing those guys, and he's another one of those that just shows so much promise.
Second year in a row, you're at the end of November trying to break a losing streak. Much different this year than last year. What's the key for the guys to bounce back from a couple tough seasons?
Well, we lost to two good teams. It's not what we wanted, obviously, the results, but we got to stay the course. It's a one-game season right now. I think the guys have practiced well. That's the key. You got to stick to the process. You can't make something up that's not really there. We got to beat Houston. The other stuff that's happened in the past, win or lose, doesn't really matter. Just put all our eggs in the Houston basket and find a way to win it.
Putting like about Thanksgiving week? I mean, you've got the holiday, it's a football game. The balance between the two is always, you know, kind of unique at this time.
Yeah, isn't that fun, right? So we'll do some stuff as a team tomorrow just to kind of celebrate Thanksgiving and celebrate us and the family of the BYU football team. And then we'll practice Thursday morning, have Thanksgiving dinner, usually with families, and then the players will go to either other players' families for dinner or coaches' families. We want them to enjoy the holiday. But then we got to get back Friday focused for a game, an important game. And I think it just adds to the atmosphere of the game. I think it's super fun, and it's fun to be playing on these weekends.
How much time have you spent on the tiebreaker scenarios and everything that goes into that?
I have no idea what's going to happen. All I know is we got to win, and that's what I know. We got to win, and we got to handle our business. I've been in this situation before where we did handle our business and things worked out in our favor, and I've been in this thing where things worked out in our favor and we didn't win, and it was devastating. So we got to handle our business. That's all that matters.
What's the value of gratitude? Columbia always emphasizes that. This is a week where we focus on it. But for a football program, how does that come into play? What difference does it make for a team and for a program, for individuals?
Well, I do believe that being grateful, usually you play harder. You're usually more loving and caring to those around you. If you're grateful, you usually work harder, because the guys that start getting prideful and arrogant and think it's all about them, usually at some point they'll stop working, they'll start believing they have all the answers, and that's usually when they get humbled. And I just think giving thanks and being grateful for what we have, we continue to work hard and keep the focus on what's most important.